This is WUWM. I'm education reporter Emily Files. Voters on Tuesday approved a $252 million funding increase for Milwaukee Public Schools. The referendum was extremely close, with 51% of votes in favor and 49% against.
To the people of Milwaukee, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Superintendent Keith Posley thanked voters at a press conference Wednesday. He said the referendum will make up for insufficient state funding and prevent cuts to schools. Posley acknowledged the cost, that it will raise property taxes by more than $400 on a $200,000 home.
We do not take this investment from taxpayers lightly. We heard their feedback during the process, and we will work to include this feedback as we move forward.
There were well-funded campaigns on both sides of the referendum. The Teachers Union led the fight in favor, and the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce led the fight against. The referendum was also opposed by City Forward Collective, an education advocacy group. City Forward President Colestin Morgan Jr. hopes the referendum result is a call to action for MPS.
I think it sends a message that Milwaukeeans, A, care deeply about their kids, and B, recognize that business as usual can't continue at any of our city schools, including those at MPS. 85-90% of our students across the city are not reading, writing, and doing math in grade level.
Superintendent Posley did address referendum opponents during his press appearance.
I'm calling on those who opposed our referendum, those who stood opposed to providing our children with what they need. We were ready to work with you together to see what we can do to make sure that our children are successful.
An MPS spokesperson said no special meetings in response to the referendum concerns are planned, but that the public is welcome to attend upcoming budget hearings and school board meetings. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.